Track 3. Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from all at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, August the 23rd, and I'm Margaret.
I'm Joyce.
And I'm Brian.
And coming up this week, we've got the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. We hope you're all keeping well and enjoying this week's edition. As usual, we'd love to hear any tips or suggestions you have for us. Please feel free to include a note in your wallet if you have any thoughts. First up, we have our notices section, and we start with the weather. As usual, we begin with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 6:09 a.m. and sunset will be at 8:11 p.m. But weather is set to be warm over the weekend, with temperatures reaching 20 Celsius, 68 Fahrenheit. It's also looking to be drier over the week, with no rain forecast, but it does look to be quite overcast.
Next, we will move on to our tip of the week, to help when you are living with sight loss. Do you struggle reading labels such as sell-by and use-by dates on food packaging, etc.? If so, try using an audio labeller, such as the Pen Friend, which you can record an audio message such as the sell-by date onto a label, and then just put the pen to the label in the future and it will play the message back. I find it really useful for frozen foods I have bagged in the freezer, but also use it for labelling my CD and DVD collection, amongst many other things. Demonstrations of the Pen Friend can be booked by contacting John at the Beacon on 01902 886 786. This week's tip has been provided by low vision advice expert John Walters. If you have a tip you'd like to share with us, you can ring Aaron Rhodes on 01384 889 882 or pop on in the post with your wallet and it could be read out in the coming weeks.
Now we're going to take a look at what's happening in the area. International Festival of Glass. As part of the International Festival of Glass, the Ruskin Glass Centre will be hosting exhibitions, workshops, family activities, street entertainment and heritage walks. This event is taking place on Friday the 25th of August to Monday the 28th of August from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There is no cost. For more information, please visit http://ruskinglasscentre, and that's all one word, .co.uk/2017-05. International Festival of Glass 2017. Call 01384 399 419 or email ruskincraftassociation, and that is all one word again, at outlook.com. Moseley Folk Festival returns to the leafy suburb of Moseley for the 11th year. Set in the idyllic setting of Moseley Private Park, the festival has become a stalwart of Birmingham summer calendar, with festival goers travelling from all over the world to catch some of the world's biggest artists in this beautiful, intimate setting. It takes place this year over the weekend, the 1st to the 3rd of September. Showcasing unsigned acts right next to well-established international artists makes for a great, really exciting bill. Moseley is very much a family-friendly event with activities for all ages. Moseley Private Park, where the festival is held, is a stunning 11-acre woodland glade in the heart of Moseley Village. Although it's just 2 miles from the centre of Birmingham, it is a world away from the city life. It's a perfect setting for a festival, as the ground slopes down into a natural amphitheatre in front of a stunning lake. Tickets cost £45 for adults on Friday, Saturday and Sunday, or a multi-day tickets can be purchased. Friday, Saturday, £79. Saturday, Sunday, £79. Or weekend, £99. For children aged 12 to 15, tickets cost £22 Friday to Sunday, or £38 for the multi-day tickets. For more information, visit http://www.mosleyfolk.co.uk/ticket info/ or email info@mosleyfolk.co.uk. Sadly, no more phone numbers is available. Sandwell Valley Summer Festival, August Bank Holiday. Sandwell Valley Country Park is set to host lots of summer fun over the August Bank Holiday. Entry to the event is free, but parking charges will apply. The Sandwell Strongest competition will be held on Sunday and Monday. There will be a large fun fair to suit all ages. On Sunday, there's a car boot sale to come along and sell. The cost for cars is £5 and £10 for vans. Vehicles can arrive from 7 a.m. and must be set up by 9 a.m. On Sunday and Monday, staff from Sandwell Valley Park Farm will be running animal handling sessions where children and adults can handle and interact with farmyard animals. There will also be a display of farm machinery, including tractors and a combine harvester. Other activities are planned, including junior quad bikes, where young people will get a chance to ride a quad bike around a track. The event starts at the following times on the following dates, the 26th of August to the 28th of August, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Well, thank you, Margaret, and thank you, Joyce. And now it's time to take a look at some news from the Beacon Centre. Accommodation, Beacon Court Extra Care Housing. If you want to live independently but in a smaller, easier to manage home with support, then Beacon Court Shelter Housing might appeal to you. Beacon Court is a supported housing scheme offering 71 self-contained apartments for visually impaired people aged 55 and over who currently live in the Dudley area. The scheme, which began in September 2009, aims to maximise independence and support residents to make their own lifestyle choices. While Bromford Housing is responsible for the management of Beacon Court, Beacon Extra Care, who are registered with the Quality Care Commission, provide personal care such as washing and bathing. We also have a team of specially trained staff to offer assistance to customers with mobility problems. Each apartment is tastefully decorated and, for added security, is fitted with smoke and heat detectors and pull cords to alert a carer in the event of an emergency 24 hours per day. Although apartments are self-contained, there are communal areas such as a lounge, a coffee bar and gardens. We also offer an award-winning on-site restaurant, enabling us to provide hot and cold meals for those who are unable to or do not wish to prepare meals for themselves. In addition, we have an on-site hairdresser offering a range of hairdressing, barbering and beauty treatments and a small shop selling daily essentials. Care assessments are carried out if required and tailored to suit the individual needs. Referrals can be taken from social services or funded through private interest. If you wish to make further inquiries regarding housing at Beacon Court, please call Jo Wright, that's a lady Jo, she spells it J-O, on 01902-882170 or email jo.wright, that's W-R-I-G-H-T, at bromford.co.uk. For inquiries regarding care at Beacon Court, please call Maureen Smart on 01902-886-784 or email msmart@beaconvision.org. Please note, we do not apply blanket exclusions for our services. Each application is considered on a case-by-case basis. And with that final item, we now make way for the latest edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So, it's goodbye from Brian.
Bye-bye from Margaret.
And goodbye from Joyce.